Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates world's highest railway arch bridge, Chenab Bridge, and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Bridge, on Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister also flags off Vande Bharat Express trains connecting Katra and Srinagar, says development projects in Jammu and Kashmir are celebration of India's unity and willpower. RBI reduces policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5% for a third consecutive time. NEET PG 2025 examinations to be held on August the 3rd in a single shift. And US President Donald Trump and tech billionaire Elon Musk's open rift plunges Tesla's market cap by over $150 billion in biggest single-day loss. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is now connected with the railway network. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating the Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge today in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation, multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, he said that development projects worth 46,000 crores will provide fresh momentum to the progress of Jammu and Kashmir. He described Jammu and Kashmir as the crown jewel of India, adding that Chenab and Anji Bridge will serve as the gateway to prosperity for Jammu and Kashmir.
आज का ये कार्यक्रम भारत की एकता और भारत की इच्छा शक्ति का विराट उत्सव है। माता वैष्णो देवी के आशीर्वाद से आज वादी कश्मीर भारत के रेल नेटवर्क से जुड़ गई। माँ भारती का वर्णन करते हुए हम श्रद्धा भाव से कहते आए हैं, कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी, ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है।
We now take you live to the Prime Minister's address at Katra.
वो भी तो वहां मेहनत मजदूरी करने गया था, लेकिन अपने परिवार की देखरेख कर सके इसलिए मेहनत कर रहा था। आतंकियों ने उस आदिल को भी मार दिया। साथियों, पाकिस्तान की साजिश के खिलाफ जिस प्रकार जम्मू कश्मीर के लोग उठ खड़े हुए हैं, जम्मू कश्मीर के आवाम ने इस बार जो ताकत दिखाई है, ये सिर्फ पाकिस्तान नहीं दुनिया भर की आतंकवादी मानसिकता को जम्मू कश्मीर के लोगों ने कड़ा संदेश दिया है। जम्मू कश्मीर का नौजवान अब आतंकवाद को मुंह तोड़ जवाब देने का मन बना चुका है। ये वो आतंकवाद है जिसने घाटी में स्कूल जलाए, और सिर्फ स्कूल यानी इमारत नहीं जलाई थी, दो दो पीढ़ी का भविष्य जला दिया था, अस्पताल तबाह किए, जिसने कई पीढ़ियों को बर्बाद किया। यहां जनता अपनी पसंद के नुमाइंदे चुन सके, यहां चुनाव हो सके, ये भी आतंकवाद के चलते बड़ी चुनौती बन गया था।
The Prime Minister described the development projects in Jammu and Kashmir as a huge celebration of India's unity and willpower. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the global achievements of India's youth, stating that the country's youth have made a mark globally As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi described the youth as symbols of dynamism, innovation and determination, saying that the nation's growth in the last 11 years has been fueled by the unmatched energy and conviction of Yuva Shakti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "The country has witnessed remarkable instances of youngsters who have done the unthinkable across various sectors, including startups, science, sports, community service, culture and more in the last 11 years. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today decided to reduce the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate under the liquidity adjustment facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and bank rate to 5.75%. According to RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, the decision is in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for consumer price index inflation of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2% while supporting growth.
After having reduced the policy repo rate by 100 basis points in quick succession since February 2025, the MPC also decided to change the stance from accommodative to neutral. From here onwards, the MPC will be carefully assessing the incoming data and the evolving outlook to chart out the future course of monetary policy in order to strike the right growth-inflation balance.
The next meeting of the MPC is scheduled from August the 4th to the 6th this year. The Supreme Court has allowed the National Board of Examinations, NBE, to hold the NEATPG 2025 examination on August the 3rd, 2025 in one shift. The exam was initially scheduled for June the 15th. A bench of Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and Augustine George Mathie, which initially questioned the more than 2 months' time sought by the NBE for holding the examination, said the reasons cited for holding NEATPG 2025 on August the 3rd appears to be bona fide. The Apex Court, however, made it clear no further time will be granted to NBE for holding NEATPG 2025 examination. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad reached Berlin, Germany. The delegation was welcomed by Indian Ambassador to Germany Ajit Gupte. The discussions included an overview on India-Germany relations with focus on expanding strategic partnership and growing cooperation in trade and investment, defence, science and tech and mobility. Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor met US Vice President J.D. Vance in Washington, D.C. last night on its final leg of the five-nation visit. Talking to media about the success of the multi-party delegation visit, Mr. Tharoor said the delegation got its message across to different countries about Operation Sindoor and why it was necessary.
I believe we got our message across about what happened in Pahalgam and about Operation Sindoor and why it was necessary. And secondly, we used the opportunity to reaffirm the importance of relations with India with each of these countries. Everywhere we went, talked about terrorism and we talked about our response, but also our interlocutors were keen on discussing larger issues of cooperation with India, Indian involvement in their development, their involvement in our development. It's been a terrific experience.
Out of seven multi-party delegations carrying the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, five delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on cultural heritage preservation, a key to reviving India's civilizational pride.
over the past 11 years, India's cultural journey has flourished like a rangoli, colorful, rooted in tradition and open to the world. From the timeless temples of Hampi to the living traditions of classical music and dance, the government has given a new energy to both tangible and intangible heritage. The Ram Mandir in Ayodhya stands as a symbol of faith and national unity, fulfilling a historic aspiration. The Kashi Vishwanath Dham Corridor project in Varanasi has transformed the pilgrim experience by directly connecting the iconic Kashi Vishwanath temple with the Ganga River. In Ujjain, the Mahakal Lok project was launched to provide world-class amenities and spiritual ambience, enriching the pilgrim experience at the revered Mahakaleshwar temple. While in the Himalayas, the redevelopment of Kedarnath and Badrinath Dham has strengthened infrastructure and safety for pilgrims visiting these sacred shrines. The Swadesh Darshan scheme has further boosted travel infrastructure, with more than 5,000 crore rupees sanctioned for 76 projects across identified thematic circuits. Complementing these efforts, the Hriday Heritage City Development and Augmentation Yojana scheme has focused on developing 12 heritage cities. Together, these initiatives are preserving India's spiritual and cultural heritage while driving a surge in tourism across the country. Efforts extend beyond temples to include inclusive heritage development, restoring Sikh Gurudwaras, Buddhist Viharas, Jain temples, Sufi Dargah, and tribal sacred sites. India has also successfully repatriated over 350 idols and artifacts from abroad, restoring priceless heritage. Pilgrimage connectivity has been enhanced under the PM Gati Shakti and Bharatmala initiatives, with better road, ropeways, and rail links improving access to holy sites. This cultural renaissance is about preserving history, strengthening faith, and fostering unity for generations to come. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat Ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan Ke 11 Saal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed gratitude to the Central Asian nations for their continued support to India and their condemnation of the heinous terror attack in Pahalgam. Addressing the fourth meeting of the India-Central Asia Dialogue in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said India remains the trusted development partner to the Central Asian countries.
Our cooperation with Central Asian countries received a quantum boost with Prime Minister Modi's back-to-back visits to all five Central Asian capitals in July 2015. Trade, economic and investment ties between us have strengthened significantly over the last decade. We are well connected by multiple direct flights. Our enhanced connectivity facilitates greater two-way tourist flows and businesses.
The India-Central Asia Dialogue is being attended by foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan. In Sikkim, all stranded tourists at Lachen in Mangan district have been evacuated today. Both the DC and SP of Mangan who were monitoring the rescue mission confirmed this. Today, IAF's helicopters operating from Bagdogra and Pakyong airlifted the remaining stranded tourists and also some local people at Chaten. All the evacuees have now left for their destinations. In Assam, the overall flood situation has slightly improved. Over 5,60,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 16 districts. There are no reports of loss of human life due to flood this morning. Shares of Tesla have seen a stock slump amid public feud between US President Donald Trump and his former advisor Elon Musk. At the Nasdaq exchange, Tesla's shares wiped out nearly $150 billion from its market cap, its biggest single-day loss in value ever. The rift between US President and Musk has erupted into the open, with each trading insults after the tech billionaire criticized Trump's tax and budget legislation. The two billionaires escalated the feud, lobbing barbs at one another on the social media sites they each own. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates world's highest railway arch bridge, Chenab Bridge, and India's first cable stayed rail bridge, Anji Bridge, on Udhampur Srinagar Baramula rail link in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister also flags off Vande Bharat Express trains connecting Katra and Srinagar, says development projects in Jammu and Kashmir are a huge celebration of India's unity and willpower. RBI reduces policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%. NEET PG 2025 examinations to be held on August the 3rd in a single shift. And US President Donald Trump and tech billionaire Elon Musk's open rift plunges Tesla's market cap by over $150 billion in biggest single day loss. And with that, we end the midday news. Have a nice day.